92.0 EDG 01070092026039 Audio. The Passage. The Introduction. From Drifting to Ventilation. This morning, while having my coffee, I wondered how to survive in this insane environment. What would I need? Heat, air, water, and food. There's a common denominator in all these elements, water. Let me explain, with this element, I can obtain oxygen and hydrogen. By obtaining these gases, combustion is possible, and consequently, heat is produced. These gases also constitute a percentage of the air that humans breathe. Well watered, a few small gardens can also provide some fresh produce. I can also produce ice with this element, and use it in solid form. No, I haven't forgotten about radiation barriers. In short, this is one of the most important elements, necessary for life in space. The SSV will have to provide this element in large quantities. The tanks and fluid transfer systems will also have to be considered for station balancing. That covers the general connections, now let's try to go further. If the scenario of two main zones is chosen for each module, we now have 8 potable water tanks in an environment where fluid transfer is possible. However, in our opinion, this is not enough. Here, it's not just the quantity of water that's at stake, but also the versatility of accessing it. Let me explain, would it be possible to have fixed tanks and tanks that are not fixed? Right now, I'm thinking about the station's water reserves. This cross shape isn't small, we have to find a purpose for it. I'm thinking here of tanks fixed inside the cross, but which, in specific situations, could also be moved. A possible balancing solution, yes, but also reserves that will allow the occupants to focus on their work, and not solely on their immediate survival. Should this water for orbital insertion be transported in gaseous or liquid form? Here, the orbital insertion manager will likely contradict the equipment managers, who can produce this water in space. The mission managers, for their part, might discuss a horizontal launch, as opposed to a vertical launch of the transport vehicles. You might be thinking, who does he think he is? You're probably right, I asked myself the same question this morning. This somewhat sarcastic comment masks a fear of making bad decisions. I won't go any further for now. I'm still thinking about it, and you've probably guessed that several options are possible, and that we absolutely mustn't jump to conclusions. To be continued. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is September 7, 2026.